It's obvious that for a sports team to be good, they need to work hard and have talent. Sometimes a coach motivates the players with promises of something such as a postseason trip to the swimming pool or taking the team out to eat or some other fun, safe activity. In at least one case, the shoe was on the other foot, and it was the athletes that challenged their coach. It was the fall of 2008, and the Chillicothe girls tennis team had high hopes for the season. They had several pretty good players back from a 12-7 sectional qualifying team that won conference and districts. The team started strong and dominating. The first hiccup was a 7-2 loss to St. Joseph LeBlanc. Winning number 5 singles was Molly Marcola, number 3 doubles with the Brick Sisters, and that was the only Chillicothe wins in the match. It would be the only regular season team loss, but it cost Chillicothe the MEC championship. When districts rolled around, Chillicothe won their 4th straight championship and 8th in 10 years, taking first out of 4 teams. In regionals, they had an easy 5-0 win over Higginsville, Lafayette County. In sectionals, the Lady Hornets dominated St. Pius X with wins by Ellen Turner, Jamie Baker, Montana Vinson, Lily Pirtle, and Meredith Brick. Molly Marcola's match was in progress when Chillicothe picked up the necessary 5 wins. Next was the quarterfinals against the arch-nemesis St. Joseph LeBlanc. It was the team that had beaten the Lady Hornets convincingly and went on to win the conference title. Lady Hornets were excited for the rematch. In a reverse challenge, the Lady Hornets team challenged their coach, Amy Baker, to some sort of wager. If Chillicothe beat LeBlanc, the longtime Chillicothe coach would have to do something, shave her head, get a tattoo, something wild. Coach Baker jumped at the tattoo idea. The Lady Hornets' number 1 player, Ellen Turner, won a long 3-set match. Jamie Baker, Montana Vincent, Lily Pirtle all lost their matches. Molly Marcola and Meredith Brick stepped up and won the number 5 and number 6 singles, respectively, all in straight sets. In doubles, Baker and Pirtle were battling the Hazelrigg sisters for LeBlanc, losing the first set, and were close in the second set when they received the word. Turner and Vincent won 6-1, 6-4. Number 3 doubles, the Brick sisters won in 3 sets. And Chillicothe was headed to the semifinals. Coach Baker was headed to a tattoo artist for a commemorative tattoo on her back that reportedly says, "Great in 08. The Lady Hornets would lose to Notre Dame de Sion in semifinals, lose to Mary Institute Country Day in the 3rd place game. To finish 4th, it's the only team semifinal appearance by the Lady Hornets team in history so far. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.